Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Roy Jankelovitz, sports reporter, talking to us from Tokyo. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Morning to you, Howard. Good afternoon from Tokyo. Good morning to listeners as well. I'm talking to you from the Saitama Arena, where the USA just beat Australia 97-78. And qualified for the gold medal match, basketball.
Oh, I was just going to say, which sport is that? So, hold on, say again. So, the United States beat Australia, which I guess doesn't come as a surprise.
No, it does not come as a surprise, but Australia were in a 15-point lead.
Wow.
During the first half. So, the USA had to make quite a comeback.
That's amazing, actually, that it even came close. What else is, have there been any major upsets that you've seen in Tokyo?
Could say that not so many. It seems like the favorites are winning in the team sports, at least. Maybe the fact that Germany in football did not qualify for the latter stages of the football tournament. But otherwise, in football, we have a final between Brazil and Spain coming up on Saturday night. And I'm speaking about ball tournaments, handball, volleyball. So there are not so many surprises, but you could say Altun Dolgopiat, even the Israeli, is not a surprise that he won a gold medal in gymnastics. So on the Israeli front, today we had quite a surprise with Matan Roditi, who's an outdoor swimmer who almost got the bronze medal. He finished fourth in his final competition today.
So that is great news as well. And then coming up the next 24 hours?
In the next 24 hours, we have Linoy Asham in the qualifiers for the final of women's gymnastics, which will be tomorrow morning. Then after, we have as well the final with Linoy Asham, which is set to be on Saturday. As well, Linoy Asham is going to compete as well together with the other girls in rhythmic gymnastics women's final. Yesterday we had Ashley Bond in equestrian from Israel. She reached the final of her high jump horses single event, but she finished only 11th. But for Israel, it's a big achievement that equestrian rider reached the final.
Absolutely incredible. Roy Jankelov is talking to us from Tokyo.